Well, in this week's podcast, Marissa, there is something very different about you. What's on your head?
Hopefully you're watching the video of this. If not,
check it out on YouTube.
Describe what is on my head. I have our brand new evergreen double win hat, which is available starting today in the Full Focus store. And the only way that you can get this is if you get a new subscription to the Full Focus Planner.
Nice.
It is amazing. You can't probably see. I don't know, Nick.
Yes, you can. Zoom in. Do your power magic.
But it says double win. And it is a very great evergreen color. Ken and I were talking about it yesterday. And I was like, this is a neutral. This is not like a, I mean, it's a color, but it's a neutral color. It goes with anything, clearly. Look at the outfit.
I mean, look, the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because you're...
Nick understands.
Nick understands because he's wearing green.
But it would go with what you're wearing. It would go, obviously, goes with what I'm wearing, goes with what Nick's wearing.
I have a...
We'll try
I
it in the next shot. Yeah. I'll just wear it.
I have a hat that's almost this exact color, and it works. It's awesome. Like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. It's very on trend. We've never done a hat. I've been really wanting a hat, and we finally have it. So if you have not gotten a Full Focus Planner subscription, now is a great time. We also just released two new colors. Our blush, vegan leather, and our latte linen, which is very nice.
Go subscribe right now, yes. Mainly for the hat.
And if you already are a Full Focus Planner subscriber, check your email because we have a secret link for you to buy this. So,
love it.
Yes.
So today, what we're talking about, the three things you have the power to change. Sometimes we feel like we don't have control over our lives, but there are certain areas that we do, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Marissa Hyatt with Ken Freire.
Hello, and welcome to Monday.
Hey.
Marissa, this is super exciting for us today. We're going to talk about the power to change. I believe that's our topic today,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. We're going to talk about... the agency that you have over 3 specific areas in your life. And I think it's easy to think that, you are out of control and so much of it is by chance and, you know, you don't have the agency to change your life. And we're here to tell you that you do. And we're going to talk about 3 specific areas today that you can change and really affect massive change in your life, which is super exciting. So the first one, we're just going to dive right in.
Let's do it.
Is you have the power to change your mind.
Ooh, tell me more.
Ooh, I love this. So it is so easy to get in these like doom loops.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Where you just think like, I don't have any control and here I am and everything's happening to me. And you can change your mind so easily with just a few language shifts within your mind. And I think the first thing here, the key to this is it has to start with awareness. If you're unconscious to what you're thinking, you're never going to be able to change your mind.
Yeah.
But the second that you become aware, and a great way to do that is through journaling, through reflection of what are the thoughts that I'm thinking? Are they empowering? Are they disempowering? And you have the power to change those. So one of the things you may have heard us talk a lot about here on this podcast, on other pieces of our content and our courses, is a concept about limiting beliefs and turning those into liberating truths. You know about this.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Okay, This is going to be a little bit vulnerable, but I feel like we need to share.
Am I going to be on the hot seat?
Yeah. Like, ooh, we need to share a limiting belief.
I'm mentally ready.
And we can do kind of a live, like, let's turn it into a liberating truth to show the people what this looks like. Because I think it's like, how do you, first of all, become aware of a limiting belief? How do you even know what it sounds like? And so I think we need to give some examples of this.
Okay. Let me think about one.
Okay.
So you're going to help me liberate. You're going to liberate me of my limiting belief.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are now the coach. All right.
Yeah.
Whew, let me think. I legit need to think. Hold on. I have no limiting beliefs.
I'll give it some examples while you're thinking. This might help kind of jog your memory. So sometimes if you have a goal that you're going after, let's say that you're interested in starting a new career. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of people are thinking about that or want to do that, or they want to go to the next level in their career. And you might have a limiting belief that you're too old. Like, nobody's going to hire me for this role because I'm just too old. Like, I'm not this new up and coming generation. I don't know all about this AI stuff. Like, nobody's going to want to hire me. On the flip side, it could be I'm too young. I'm too inexperienced. Why would anyone hire me or promote me into this next position because I'm too young? Well, that's a limiting belief. And you could turn that into, for the old one, if you feel like you're too old, I have so much experience. That's a liberating truth. I have so much experience to bring to this table, to this job, to this role, to this company. You could also, for the young one, you could do, I have a fresh perspective that my other colleagues aren't able to see, or I'm more tech savvy, or whatever it is that, you know, whatever skills that you have that are contributing factors to you being young, those are actually assets. And can be used as assets. So that could be a liberating truth that you create.
I love it. I love it. So while you're talking, all I heard is that you called me old.
No.
That is my limiting belief that and like, you're too old. She's like, you're trying to dress young, but you're actually old.
You're old.
You're old. Yeah. So that's my limiting belief.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So while you were talking, I definitely think when it comes to career, one of the limiting beliefs is that no one's ever going to see my true capabilities and my true giftings. Mm. So that is definitely something that I always feel like I have to prove myself in every new place that I go into and making sure that I don't do it in a wrong manner.
That's good. One of the things that, say it again, because there was one key characteristic I want to point out.
The limiting belief is feeling like I have to prove myself because I feel like no one's going to see my giftings or skill set.
Yeah. So what I hear is a generalization, and this is kind of a key, like, telltale sign of a limiting belief, is when you overgeneralize. And so you said no one. Like, it's a blanket statement. For sure. No one sees my gifting. And this is true, like, you know, you could be like, oh, if you're on the dating scene like I am, you might be like, you know, all men are, insert whatever limiting belief it is, you know, jerks, whatever it is. But that's an overgeneralization. For sure. And I think that that is such a telltale sign. 'Cause
Nick and I are awesome.
Yeah. but it's limiting. Yeah. If you think like everybody or no one, that is super, super limiting. Yeah. Okay. So let's think about how we can change this into a liberating truth.
I think the thing that's helped me is always say, the right people will always see what I'm capable of.
Mm.
Right. And I'm just going to toot Megan Miller.
Yeah.
Megan Hyde Miller's horn is that she is consistently always calling out my strengths.
Yep.
As since I've been here, she's always like, Ken, I see this in you. And or I'm so thankful you did this. And it's been very relieving that I don't feel like I have to prove myself all the time.
Yeah.
Because I just want to strive. Yep. And I'm like, I'm going to go conquer that hill by myself if I have to.
Yeah.
And she's like, calm down, Cujo. Like
she's like, well, I think what's important about this is that when you shift from a limiting belief to a liberating truth, your mind starts to focus on that thing. It starts to look for evidence of why that is true, whether it is or not. Your mind doesn't know the difference. And so it's going to start looking for evidence. So if you think no one sees my gifting, all that's going to happen is your mind is activated and you start to look out and you go, oh, yep, there's so-and-so. They don't see my gifting. This guy totally disregarded me. This girl, you know, she did X, Y, and Z that was blatantly disrespectful of my giftings and, you know, what I can bring to the table versus what you're saying about Megan, where you change this to the right people will be able to see and appreciate my giftings. And then your brain goes to work to find evidence for that. 100%. It's like, oh yeah, here's Megan. Look, she's constantly calling me out for what I'm able to bring to these conversations or to this, discussion. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which I think actually leads to our second point, right? Yeah. So if you got change your mind, you're able to change your habits.
Yeah.
And I think even being here, the habits that I have changed was the ability to all of a sudden say, you know what? I'm just going to walk out in what I know I'm capable of.
Yep.
And the right people are going to see it. And all of a sudden, time and time again, people keep doing that. Even I was talking to Michael Hyatt a while back, and I said something about my leadership, and he's like, I'll be more specific. I was like, I naturally am funny. I like to be funny. But when it came to leadership, I felt like I had to restrain that or constrain that.
Yeah.
And he was like, stop it. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Right. Like learn how to like be, you know, cordial and everything like that. Sure. But like be funny.
And embrace it.
Embrace it. And I just remember being like, you're right. I'm just going to do that.
Yep.
And I felt like I was able to just walk in a lot of freedom, even in the office of just like, I'm going to joke around. And I joke around with your dad over your text.
He's thinks he's really funny. He does a lot of a lot of dad jokes. So for sure.
Well, him and I get along really well because of that. Yeah. Right. So, but because of that, I'm able to change the habit of like, you know what? I'm going to walk in a style that's just me.
Yes.
Right. And just being free. And the more that you're able to change your mind, you're able to change those habits. And this works with anything, right? Whatever habit that you want to work on, it starts with your mindset.
Yeah.
And then from there, you start building little by little.
Yeah. Well, I think that the other thing is too, is that you want to become aware of those habits. Yeah. So you can look at kind of your life and say, what are some things that are either serving me or not serving me?
Correct.
Are there habits, behaviors that I'm doing that when I think about this future, where I want to go and this future self that I'm trying to create and this, you know, future reality for myself through all these goals that I'm going after, what is it currently today working for me and helping me push towards that future and what's pulling me back?
Yeah.
And then you have the ability to say, hey, that thing isn't actually serving me anymore.
Yeah.
And, or it's not allowing me to be in total alignment with who I actually am. And so you get the power to say, hey, I don't want to do that thing anymore.
Yeah.
Or I want to start this new thing. And I know that this is going to actually help me become that future person that I'm trying to get to. And so I get the ability to, at any point in time, decide to create new habits, which I love. I love new habits.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
And that's where I actually love to think about whenever I do think about a goal, right? I start asking myself that very question of like, what habits do I need to achieve that goal?
Yeah.
And many times when I'm trying to achieve a goal, I just think about the new habits that I want to build.
Yep.
And I'm very much like, oh, you know what? I like one of them for Q2024 or for 2024 is just a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And some of you have heard me talk about drinking water, right? Yeah. So like that is the foundation that I'm setting everything is like drink water because I'm horrible at it.
One of the things that I remember reading Atomic Habits several years ago, kind of when it first came out, and such a great book, but he talks about in that book that if you're trying to create a new habit, embody the person that you're trying to become. So if you're thinking, I want to be a healthy person, ask yourself, what would a healthy person do right now? You know, are they going to go drink the water or are they going to go
drink a Coke?
Drink a Coke, right. Or are they getting up earlier or are they sleeping in? Are they exercising? Sleeping are they not? Sure. Yeah. And they might. I mean, there's healthy people that do sleep in, you know, but I think that asking yourself, like, who is it that I'm trying to become, trying to embody, and then saying, what would that person do? And then go do those things. And it totally shifts your identity, your mindset, and ultimately your habits.
Yeah. Which leads then to the third thing, right?
Yes.
Where we talk about mind, changing your mind, changing your habits, and then changing your direction.
Yeah. This is a really good one.
We have the ability to change direction and the course of where we're trying to go in our lives by making the conscious decision to create a smarter goal.
Yeah.
Right. Like we have to make goals. If we don't ever make a goal, we're not going to change our direction. It's just going to be wishful thinking.
Right.
But in order to have a clear direction of where you want to go, make a goal out of it.
Yep.
And you'll start to see that you can move towards certain things. I have found that many times people are excited about a preferred future, but they never define it. So then they're stuck in the same place.
Yeah.
And if you want to change that, you got to start taking action. And that first step is creating a goal.
Absolutely. I think this is so true and so easy to, you know, as we talk about in Your Best Year Ever, just drift to a destination that you actually don't want to be in. And this is what I would call like being asleep at the wheel, which is you're just not conscious to where you're going. You're not aware, you're not in tune with how does this behavior contribute to the future reality that I'm going to experience. Yeah. When you connect those two things and you go, oh, this one little moment, this one small activity that I'm choosing to do day in and day out, that's going to create the future that I'm wanting. You all of a sudden go, oh my gosh, like I can totally shift and change and become a completely different person. You can go through a total transformation for your future. And if you don't have a clear idea of where you're going, then you're totally just going to be drifting.
Yeah.
So I think definitely goals is one of the best ways that you can do this. Any kind of visualization exercise can be helpful to figure out where am I actually wanting to go? And then you create the goals. So absolutely, you can change the direction. I think it's so easy to think like, you know, people can't change. That is also a limiting belief, by the way, just to call it out.
Oh yeah.
People think that all the time, like people can't change. And I totally disagree. I think you can absolutely change. First of all, on a cellular level, your cells are reinventing themselves on a daily basis. Like, I can't remember the exact fact check. Okay, we're going to need to do a fact check on this. Okay. But there is like a certain time period that after, I don't know if it's 7 years, 3 years, whatever, from a cellular level, you are technically a brand new person every, I don't know, 7 years. Nick's going to find this for me
and we'll
fact check.
It's 7 to 10 years.
He's using Bing. So we gotta fact check that just because he's using Bing.
7 to 10 years.
Okay. So I was not totally off. Which is crazy to think about. Like we are made to reinvent ourselves. We are made to change, to evolve, to grow, to transform. And so you can absolutely at any point in time, and today might be that day that you decide, I don't like where I'm seeing my life go. I want to change the direction. And therefore change your mindset, change your habits, change your goals.
Yeah. And I would say that one of the limiting beliefs that some people might be thinking about, they're listening to this and they're like, I know I need to change direction, but I'm just overwhelmed by everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just going to try to survive. I think that's a limiting belief, right? Because that's the moment where you have to say, you know what? I can actually get out of this and I can start moving towards a better direction or a better goal, right? Get out of overwhelm. But you need to stop and recognize that you're like, hey, I'm living in a lie right now.
Yeah.
And I can live in a better life, but we need to take action.
Yeah.
Right. And what does that look like? It's stopping, taking a breath or two, right? Or 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And then actually start planning it out. Creating the goal that we've been talking about is just like create that goal and make sure that you can start moving forward.
And I think one of the things going back to kind of our full focus system that really enables us to do this is the reflection part. When we do our weekly previews, our quarterly previews at the end of the year, if you go through your best year ever, you're going to go through this process where you look back and you're kind of analyzing, how do I feel about what's been going on? You know, in the last week, quarter, year, do I like it? Is this helping me go to that future that I want? And then you kind of get the opportunity to recalibrate, which I love. And we have that, those points all along the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait till New Year's to do this. You can do this every single week. I do this on Sunday when I do my weekly preview. I do this almost daily when I'm journaling. You know, there's several opportunities to have this kind of reflection and increase your awareness of where you're heading.
That's a great takeaway right there. If anybody's listening, your big takeaway is make sure you have reflection time.
Yes.
Right. And the planner is a great way to do that.
Yeah.
Right. I think for me, my big takeaway that I want to make sure people walk away with as they look at this is just recognizing you do have the power to change.
Yeah.
Right. And two, just start analyze yourself in these three categories is like, which one of them do you have a limiting belief in thinking that you can't change?
Right.
Right. Because acknowledgement is the first step. And then from there, you can start moving forward.
Oh, so good.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
So as many of you may be aware, Marissa loves to be on the internet.
Oh my gosh.
Only her out of our whole team is on social media all the time.
Come on. you can find me at Marissa Hyatt.
Yeah, we'll fact check all of that. I'm on social media quite a bit.
Yeah.
But every so often we're on social media and we see certain things about influencers or famous people who are sharing certain tips on productivity or improving your life. So we decided to take some of those tips and share it with you to see if we agree or disagree. And this is going to be a new segment we call Hot Takes.
Ayo.
So the first hot take that we are going to talk about is a very famous or very influential individual right now called Alex Hormozi. If you guys are not in his realm, you are not in the marketing world. But he's gotten extremely popular because he has created a business where he's $100 million of profit for himself. But because of that, he is now throwing out certain perspectives about what he thinks will make someone extremely profitable in business and in life. So
I would say he's kind of like the new Gary Vee.
He's the new Gary Vee. Yeah. So, that's a good way to think about
it. Let's hear what he has to say.
If you don't wake up by 5 a.m. every day, you're going to be poor. If you don't make your bed every day, you're going to be poor. I have somehow managed to make $1 million and not... I have not made my bed, and I have somehow still managed to make money. And that sounds crazy. Making your bed actually has nothing to do with making money, because it doesn't mean you're selling more stuff. Doesn't mean more people are finding out about your stuff. It just means you took a sheet and you put it on the top, which later you're going to take back down and get back into. I think rather than obsessing about things that don't matter, you should focus on the few things that do and do those.
Okay, well... I definitely don't agree with this.
And so Alex is attacking people who have morning routines.
Well, yeah. And he's essentially saying that, you know, people will say, I mean, there's a whole book about it.
Yeah.
Of just make your bed. What is a book called? I don't know. Something like that. Make your bed. I don't know. But it's the whole idea that that is kind of the start to your day and it sets the tone for the rest of the day and all the things. And he's basically saying it doesn't matter. You need to go just do the things that are going to move the needle on your goals.
Yeah.
I completely, completely, completely disagree with this because how you do anything is how you do everything.
Ooh, say that again.
How you do anything is how you do everything. Ooh, I think like that's it. From Dan Sullivan. Always like to give credit where credit is due.
I'm going to quote Marissa Hyatt because that's the first place I did.
You can quote me on it.
You can reach Marissa at.
No, I think it's totally ridiculous. Like to me, I make my bed every single morning without fail. I can't tell you in the last, I don't know, 5 years, one time that I didn't make my bed.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's the absolute first thing that I do every single morning. And it does set the tone for your day. It does give you a sense of, oh, I care about my surroundings. I care about what I'm doing. And if you're just like, whatever, here's this whole pile of clothes over here in this bed that is just in shambles all the time, how is that going to make you feel? Like your environment is, I personally believe, a direct reflection of what's going on internally. And so if you are living in a messy area and it's not tidy, like check on what's going on inside.
Yeah, your life may be chaotic at the moment. You're like, you just need to do a little bit of cleanup on the inside and on the outside. Yeah. You know, I think about this video, Alex, right? And I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Right. And here's the benefit of the doubt that I'm going to give him. Just a little bit, not a lot, because I actually do disagree with him. I give the benefit of the doubt is that he's trying to help entrepreneurs make more money because they make excuses and never do the things that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
And they'll do everything else. However, this is where I strongly disagree with him, is that morning routines are not just about your work setup. Right. It's also about holistically your life setup. Mm. Right. And you want to make sure that you are prepared and centered in such a way that like the rest of your life is taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, my morning routine consists of like me preparing, me praying, me reading, and me taking care of my kids. If all of a sudden I just jumped straight into work and do the things that make money, I am going to forget about myself. I'm not going to take care of myself. I'm not going to take care of my spouse, and I'm not going to take care of my kids. And my kids, all are they're going to see is daddy just works. He doesn't ever want to spend time with us.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So morning routines are not just because of your work time, it's for your life. Yeah. And that's what he's missing about these morning routines, and that's why I disagree.
Boom.
So the official stance of Focus on This is that you need to make your bed.
Yeah. Or you need to have a, I mean, it's not even necessarily to me.
On Marissa's stance is make your bed.
Yeah. To me, it's not even necessarily about the bed, but it is exactly what you're talking about. It is about setting yourself up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And caring about what you're doing. Like whether it's making your bed or, you know, trying to close some huge deal or, I don't know, whatever, taking your kids to school. Like you need to do it with intention and care because it's your life.
For sure. And I would say if your priority at the time is to make money, make sure that your morning routine reflects that you're going to try to make money without sacrificing all the other things that you value, right? But that's the problem that I have with Alex. This is
like the hustle
culture
versus what we are, which is the double win culture.
100%.
It's all about winning at work and succeeding at life. And if all you do, the second you wake up, you're not even making your bed because you're just trying to go grind, you're going to burn out so fast. So fast.
Yeah.
So just forget it. I mean, at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I can make that excuse like, well, don't shower. Don't brush your teeth. Don't eat. Like,
what are you supposed to do? Just not like have any kind of normal, I don't know.
Yeah.
And cleanliness habits.
And I get it. If he's just like, hey, don't make your bed. That's silly. Like I get he's being a little, he might be being a little facetious, right? Yeah. Again, trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because some people will make excuses for not doing this stuff. But at the same time, morning routines are super important for people to actually live life properly.
Yes.
Because everyone has a morning routine, whether they like it or not. Most people have not created an intentional routine for themselves to have the life that they want to live.
Yep.
And that's the problem is looking at it and say, hey, fix it. Like, what needs to get changed? So Marissa, based on everything we've said so far, is this productivity tip approved or rejected?
Rejected 1000%.
Shocker.
Also, since this is a new segment that I think this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We want to hear if you're seeing things on the internet, if you're like me and actually use it. Supposedly Ken doesn't, but please.
I'm in denial. It's kind of like when people eat McDonald's or they don't eat McDonald's, you know, they're in denial of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Also, McDonald's is giving out free fries now every Friday. Do you know that?
You should not have told me that.
Okay. Well, anyways, Nick's gone. He's already in the drive-thru. Okay. So if you do see some celebrity or influencer on the internet talking about some kind of productivity tip, goal setting tip, self-development, anything of that nature, we want you to send it to us and we would love to do a hot take on it. You can send it to me at Marissa Hyatt or to Ken at
Ken Freire.
Yes. And tell us that it's a hot take. Like we want to get your hot take on this. So we know what you're talking about. You're not just sending us a random clip or something.
Yeah. Just ask us. And if you send it to me, I will respond back. I promise. I know I said I wasn't on social media.
No, he is. He is. He actually sent me this hot take. So he did.
Yes.
All right.
I send people a lot of stuff all day.
Yes. I'm excited.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so please share it with your friends and be sure to join the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook so you can benefit from the creativity and encouragement of people chasing big goals just like you.
We'll be here next week talking about one of my favorite things, which is journaling. So even if you don't think it's for you, trust me, it is, and I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one. Until then,
stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. We've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.